In Bucks County, an opioid-addicted mother whose infant son died after she breastfed him has been ordered to stand trial on homicide charges over the death of her child. The controversial case has put public health experts on high alert, worrying that nursing mothers who are struggling with addiction will be afraid to breastfeed. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports prosecutors maintain moms taking illegal drugs who decide to nurse their children are risking possible criminal charges.
It was 3 a.m. at Samantha Whitney Jones's house in New Britain Township in early April, and her 11-week-old son, RJ, started crying. Jones was too tired to go downstairs to prepare a bottle of formula for him, so she decided to breastfeed him. After that, she put him in his crib and she went back to sleep. Hours later, she awoke to a nightmare. RJ was pale white and unresponsive. The baby had died. Local television stations like Fox 29 jumped on the story.
Police say her baby died from a lethal combination of drugs, a lot of drugs, transmitted through her breast milk.
Bucks County District Attorney Matt Weintraub says Jones's actions amount to criminal homicide. Prosecutors say it's the first such case to ever be filed in Pennsylvania.
Ms. Jones made a conscious choice to feed her baby breast milk, which she knew would be laced with illegal drugs such as amphetamine and methamphetamine, along with methadone.
Here's where public health experts enter the picture. Methadone and other addiction medications that treat the symptoms of opioid withdrawal are perfectly safe to take while breastfeeding. That has been the finding of rigorous studies and the professional recommendation of organizations like the National Institutes of Health. And while prosecutors say it wasn't just methadone that allegedly killed a newborn, but a combination of several drugs, doctors like Davita Schiff say mentioning methadone at all can send the wrong signal to nursing moms.
I would hate for the message of this really tragic case to deter any women who are in treatment for opioid use disorder who want the best for their infant to discourage them from initiating breastfeeding. That would be probably a really detrimental side effect of this terrible outcome for this family.
Schiff is a pediatrician in Boston who works at a clinic for pregnant women struggling with addiction. And she helped develop some of the professional guidelines for opioid-dependent moms who are breastfeeding. She points to studies showing that only about 1 to 5% of the original dose of medications like methadone are transferred to the nursing child. Avoiding breastfeeding because of being prescribed an opioid treatment like methadone could actually be detrimental for the child.
Mom is safe to breastfeed with her infant, and in fact, it's the best thing that she can do to offer her infant in the period immediately following delivery.
According to an affidavit of probable cause obtained by WHYY, an autopsy performed on baby RJ found levels of various stimulants, including methamphetamine in the newborn's blood, in addition to the prescribed methadone. Jones says she was on the meds to treat an addiction to painkillers. Now, there's no dispute that breastfeeding while taking meth is dangerous. Schiff agrees that Jones should not have done it, but it has sparked another debate. Was it tantamount to criminal homicide? A crime that, if convicted, can send the 30-year-old Jones away for decades. Jolene Foreman is a staff attorney with the Drug Policy Alliance. They advocate for drug legalization and treatment. Foreman says, was it a tragic choice? Yes. But should it make Jones a criminal? Foreman says no.
Using a stick to try to deter people from using drugs doesn't work.
Jones is already grieving the loss of her son. What she needs now, Foreman says, is support to help her stay off opioids and additional drug treatment to help her kick her other addictions, not incarceration. What's more, Foreman says, the criminal charges might cause other addicted mothers to hide their habits from healthcare providers out of fear of getting arrested.
You know, it's going to really dissuade women from being honest with their doctors about their drug use, and which means that they won't be able to get the healthcare that they need.
But here's the bottom line to DA Weintraub. When someone as vulnerable as an 11-week-old dies as the result of reckless behavior, he can't look the other way. Weintraub says addiction might not be a choice, but Jones didn't have to put her kid in harm's way.
She made a conscious decision which clearly and definitively resulted in baby RJ's death, and a price has to be paid for that.
To some observers, it might look like a one-off case that grabs sensational headlines. To Weintraub and to other prosecutors around Pennsylvania looking for ways to respond to the opioid crisis, the result of the case might actually turn into something else, a legal roadmap.
If a mother decides to subject herself to the influence of illegal narcotics that can cause a baby's death and chooses to breastfeed that baby, we may be in the same boat.
Jones's defense lawyer Lou Basico never returned numerous interview requests. But in court recently, he said the charges should be thrown out because the breast milk itself was never examined for drugs. Prosecutors, however, maintain that there's no other way the baby could have tested positive for so many toxic substances. At the end of the month, Jones, who is free on bail, will be back in a Doylestown courtroom where she is expected to plead not guilty and a trial date will be set. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.